On today's program, Juliet Thorburn presents a watercolor tribute to Jamaican churches. Stay tuned as we uncover this week's arts page. On June 29, a watercolor tribute to historic Jamaican churches was launched in Jamaica. The book offers a trip across the island and a tour of some church grounds. The arts page caught up with the fine artist behind the work, Juliet Thorburn, who is a Jamaican, residing in Delaware in the United States. Juliet's first influence in the fine arts was from her grandmother.
My maternal grandmother, Barbara Parsons, she was an artist and she used to visit us from England every 2 to 3 years when she was alive and when we were children. And she was a huge influence because she really encouraged us, myself and my sisters, to paint, to draw. And we would watch her painting in the garden. And I think it just stuck.
Initially, Juliet studied graphic design at the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale in the 1980s. And after a while, she went back to school to study painting and drawing at the Institute of Fine Art and Restoration in Florence, Italy. It wasn't always her intention to capture and paint just churches, but it seemed natural because of the historical significance of the structures.
For a very long time, I had wanted to paint churches in Jamaica. And then I had the idea later on that I wanted to focus on historic buildings. And the first buildings I started to paint turned out to be churches. But as I was painting the churches, I was starting to realize that there was all this beautiful history behind the churches. And I wanted to incorporate that with the images themselves.
The book launch took place at Devon House, a locale which itself boasts much history and culture. The publication represents the coming together of history, culture and tourism, as visitors to the island are drawn to the various ancient architecture across the country because of the unique beauty and stories they boast.
Particularly for me, it was a marvel at the amount of heritage and history that has been lost to so many of us that this book has now revealed. This book is not only a conversation piece, but a reminder of where we're coming from and the role that the church has played in carving out the social fabric.
Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett. Altogether, the process of compiling and publishing the book took 6 years from the first painting of a church in Portland.
The first painting of a church that I did for this book was Christ Church, Port Antonio. And I remember when I went to take pictures of the church, I couldn't find the right vantage point. So I decided to drive up the hill in Port Antonio. And I parked the car and then I had to go and climb into the bush to get the right shot. And the people there, because this was where houses and, you know, homes were looking at me wondering what I was doing in the bush. And I guess I was just trying to become a part of the landscape.
Juliet says each depiction offers an authentic look at the building selected.
All the churches that I painted, I didn't recreate or move any structures. I may have, in some cases, took artistic license with the foliage, but certainly not with the buildings or any solid structures that were surrounding them.
And it so happens that all the buildings captured in the publication were Anglican.
It was not my intention to paint only Anglican churches. It ended up being that way because the buildings that I was drawn to and the buildings that had the historical value turned out to be Anglican churches.
A watercolor tribute to historic Jamaican churches may be purchased online at Amazon.com, JulietThorburn.com, or at the My Jamaica store in Ligonie, Kingston, and in Falmouth at the Antiques and Collectibles store. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the North-South leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a North-South Highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.